Leaders in Tacoma decided not to call their city a sanctuary city this week. They feared the Trump administration would take away millions in federal funding, as the president has promised. But what does it mean to be a sanctuary city? 88.5's Will James tracked down some answers.
The term sanctuary city is more symbolic than anything. There's no legal definition. But there's a general understanding of what it means, and what matters is whether local police enforce federal immigration law. In a sanctuary city, police don't ask people about their immigration status, and they generally won't hold someone in jail just because they're accused of breaking immigration law. Juan Cadena is a Seattle University law professor.
They're saying, federal government, come in, enforce your own laws. If you do that, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. But we're not enthusiastic supporters of this enforcement effort.
In this way, Tacoma could already be called a sanctuary city, even if it doesn't declare itself one. Cadena says the term sanctuary can give the wrong impression, so it's not surprising some cities don't want the label.
The kind of sanctuary that these states are giving, these cities are giving, is not sheltering or giving sanctuary to, you know, hardcore criminals and offenders, murderers and all that. But when you say sanctuary, that's, I think, the meaning that a lot of people attribute to it.
He says that's not what it means. For instance, if an undocumented person is convicted of murder in a sanctuary city, they are still going to be deported if and when they get out of prison. The city of Burien this month effectively declared itself a sanctuary city, but dropped the word sanctuary from the law. The city of Bellingham is reportedly considering its own sanctuary declaration, but that comes with a risk. Take Seattle. The mayor says his sanctuary city could lose $85 million in annual federal funding under an executive order by President Donald Trump. Will James, 88.5 News.